Micro Europa.
Sounds
moderno.
Fiche.
Terrific.
Micro Europa.
Sounds
comme moi.
Como eu.
Like me.
Micro Europa.
Bringing young Europe together.
Herzlich willkommen bei Radio Micro Europa, dem Tübinger Campusfunk auf der Wüstenwelle. Heute mal wieder mit einer Musikbox. Wir bringen das I Love It Quartett live im Tübinger Bechstein-Zentrum, aufgenommen am 12. Oktober 2018 im Rahmen der Jazz- und Klassiktage. Im Bechstein-Zentrum spielte I Love It auf dem berühmten 2,82 Meter großen und 521 Kilo schweren Bechstein-Konzertflügel. Natürlich war alles akustisch und unverstärkt. I Love It ist ein klassisch ausgebildeter Pianist. Zu Hause fühlt er sich am Israel Music Conservatory in Tel Aviv, genauso wie an der New School for Jazz in New York City. Und so ist Lovitz Musik ein inspirierender Mix aus Klassik, traditionellen Klängen der Levante und dem Jazz, darunter vor allem Bill Evans und Brad Meldau. In der Radio Micro Europa Musikbox spielen wir heute das erste Set des Konzerts vom 12. Oktober 2018. Die Besetzung: I Love It am Bechstein Konzertflügel, Aaron H. Evan Gitarre, Matthias Jensen Bass, Aidan Lowe Schlagzeug. Mikro-Europa-Reporterin Alena Simon hatte im Rahmen des Konzerts im Bechstein-Zentrum Gelegenheit, mit der Band zu sprechen.
Yeah, right. Hello, guys. How would you describe your jazz music style, since it's not only the classic jazz?
Well, I'd say that my style of playing and composing is drawing from three different sources. It's, one is classic jazz, like you said, the other is classical music, and three is Israeli music, Middle Eastern and North African tradition.
Okay, and how did you came up with the idea of combining these different types of music?
Well, I guess I grew up playing classical music, and I grew up in Israel, so I was, you know, this is what you hear on the radio, and that's what you get all around you. And then I always liked jazz, so I studied jazz in New York, and I always played classical jazz. And little by little, it becomes me, you know. Also, there's a lot of Israeli musicians out there doing something similar, I think.
And your music style has also paid off. You have won the first prize of the international competition Jazz Wings. So what does it mean for you all to have won this prize? Maybe you guys.
The Jazz Wings is hosted at this wonderful club, the 12 and 14 Jazz Club in Warsaw, and it's a beautiful club, and it's just a great honor to have this recognition, I guess, and it was great to play there. Yeah.
Well, it's nice to feel like what you're doing is appreciated and people like it, so it feels good. I mean, I don't know how to say it other way.
And so what have you planned next? Maybe winning the German Jazz Award?
I don't think we plan those things. No, we just continue going to try to play music and try to do something that we feel is valuable for us, you know.
So maybe visiting more cities?
I guess we always try. I mean, it's nice to tour. We're in the middle of a tour right now. But I think, you know, our goal as musicians are just to try to do something meaningful for us, for the audience, in many different situations. It's really not much of a career if you think about it. It's more like you know, trying to make it work.
What have we planned? Yeah, as Jan said, we are planning to play more concerts and to develop the music and grow together and improvise together and see where it goes. I think that's the goal. And yeah, we're going to visit more cities, I guess, because we have to.
I can also have a better answer. We're next year we're touring in Israel, we're touring in England, and we're releasing our new album in May on Berthold Records from Bremen. And we're going to eat a lot of Chinese food.
So guys, I wish you all continuing success in your career, and I wish our listeners a lot of fun with you all. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Micro Europa.
Bringing young Europe together.
Wir freuen uns sehr, heute Abend hier begrüßen zu dürfen I Love It mit seinem Trio plus 1, I Love It mit seinem Quartett. Ja.
very happy to be here. It's been a long few days running on the road, but it's worth it. But this is really a great location. It is a great location, Mark. And I know all of these guys you talked about because we all studied together in school in the same class. I can give you the other guy's name. So, my friends here are great friends and even greater musicians, or even greater friends or even greater musicians. No. We have Elana Revan on guitar. In Germany, in Jazzhead, 3 years ago, like mutual friend. We won't say names, but he kind of like someone we both know. Invited us to eat with him, and then was kind of not pleasant to us. But then we became great friends, and we were playing a lot since then. We have Thomas Kolarczyk on bass. Thomas is new in his band. It's his fifth gig, I think, but we used to play together in a band 3 years ago in Berlin, and I knew what a great, funny guy you are. So with bass, but you know, with good humor. So that's why I asked him to come and join us, because our previous bass player had to leave. He went to New York. And we have Adrian Lowe on drums. Some of you maybe have seen already Aidan before with Tal, but I've been playing with Aidan since we both came to Berlin 6 years ago. Aidan is originally from Australia, and he's the best drummer I've ever played with, so it's a real honor for me to say that. Yes. That's it. Thank you very much for coming. Thank you very much. Okay, we'll play for you another original composition from me called Turmoil. This song was composed shortly after Donald Trump was elected. I was standing in the kitchen with my wife. We have 3 little children, and we're like, what would be the world where they're growing into? What will happen? What kind of life do they have? Everything is falling apart. Then there was Brexit, and then it's like Spain, Catalonia, and everyone wants to leave the EU, and what's going on? And Israel is falling apart. And we were like, what kind of world? Like, what's going to happen? We were not talking about this humoristically. And then I went to the piano with this feeling, this heavy feeling of really things are happening under the surface that I can't control, and they're coming out in all kind of unpleasant places. And I wrote this song Turmoil, which means like, you know, the streets are this, it's not peaceful, it's not quiet in the streets. In our hearts there's like fire starting to burn. And I tried to capture that mood. But it ends in an optimistic way, so maybe I am basically an optimist. Thank you. So we'll play for you another song. It's new. It's all, almost everything we'll play for you is from our new album that will be released later, well, in 2019 by Bertold Records. It's a nice label in London. So last year in February, I wrote this song and I kind of liked it, but I didn't have a name, so I called it February to keep it in my computer and feel any better. And then we recorded the album, I kind of realized I liked the song February, the name February, because, you know, it's a little bit melancholic, but winter is almost over, so maybe there's a ray of light at the end of the tunnel and it's not completely depressed. And yeah, so we're going to play for you now February, and it's going to feature an introduction by Ilan. compose the last song. It's an Israeli song called the Agadaya Panic, the Japanese Day by Ariel Zilber. We recorded it on our second album, Tales from Forbidden Land, and there we had the pleasure and the honor to record it with Gilad Hexelman, an amazing guitarist from New York. But then we had to replace him with an equally amazing guitarist from Amsterdam. It's cheaper from Amsterdam to Berlin. But Ran is not just a great guitar player and a great sideman and a great friend and a great driver and a great like handyman and whatever you think he can do it all. He's also a great composer. So for the first time in my short personal career history, we recorded a song by a member of the band who is not me, not just some other composer. So we're going to play for you now a song by Eran, and I will let Eran present the song, because it's something he feels strongly about.
Sure. Hi, good evening, everybody.
Yeah.
So the next song is called Falafel, and basically dedicated to my falafel craving. You see, I'm an addict, but there is no wonder. I mean, when you grow up in Israel, maybe some of your favorite food would be falafel. I live in the Netherlands for 12 years, and you see, over there it's very difficult to get the right, you know, falafel dish. So, I guess in one of those craving moments, this song came about. But actually, the last time I was playing here in Tübingen, Tübingen Jazz Club, just next to the club, I mean, the club is up the street, and then there is the bigger street next to the parking lot. There is a falafel. You know what I'm talking about. Now, I was impressed. And that's... Yeah, so tomorrow, I think we know how we're going to open our day. Thank you.
We are the Jan Lovett Quartet, and you are listening to Radio Micro Europa on Wüstenwelle.
Das war unsere Mikro-Europa-Musikbox. Heute mit dem I Love It Quartett, aufgezeichnet am 12. Oktober 2018 im Bechstein-Zentrum im Rahmen der Tübinger Jazz- und Klassiktage. Die Besetzung: I Love It am großen Bechstein-Flügel, Aaron H. Evan Gitarre, Matthias Jensen Bass und Aidan Lowe Schlagzeug. Vielen Dank an Erich Göhner vom Tübinger Bechstein-Zentrum und an Martin Trostl vom Tübinger Jazzclub. Ohne die beiden wäre die Aufzeichnung nicht möglich gewesen. Die neue CD des I Love It Quartetts ist übrigens im Juli 2019 erschienen. Der Titel Beyond Good and Evil. Wenn ihr euch für das Programm des Tübinger Campusfunks interessiert, schaut auf unserer Homepage micro-europa.de vorbei. Wir senden immer sonntags von 12 bis 1 auf der Wüstenwelle, UKW 96.6 und als Livestream im Internet. Mein Name ist Ulrich Hägele. Tschüss, macht's gut und bis zum nächsten Mal.